Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. Today we are talking about moonshiners, and this is 2020, not 1920, but moonshine is the topic of the day. I am Harley.
And I'm Brett.
And I almost said we're out of here.
You almost did say we're out of here. You're so used to saying we're out of here. So we're trying to cram a lot of things in the next few days, trying to get some stuff that's I don't know. It's something to keep you occupied while you're what is it? What do they call it?
What is it called?
Stay at home, or what is it? I don't know what it is. Basically, the lockdown, it's the quarantine, it's the stay at home initiative. I don't know, but some things to keep you entertained while you're at it, because I'm going to be having a baby next week.
You look good for being that far along.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the caloric intake. So yeah, we're trying to get a lot of stuff in the can. I'm gonna have to take a little bit of time away from the microphone, so a lot of what you hear will be pre-recorded. So
over the next couple of weeks.
Over the next couple of weeks, for sure.
So new baby,
Johnny. His name's Carson. But let's be realistic. I mean, I named him after Johnny Carson, but I didn't want to name him Johnny. So his nickname will be Johnny, though.
His nickname is definitely going to be Johnny.
For sure.
Because I'm never going to call him Carson.
Don't. I hope that you don't. I really don't.
I won't.
But yeah, looking forward to it. You know, my oldest is 21, and this one, it's just, that's a big span. That's a big gap to have not done anything worthwhile with Johnny. With children. I've been an adoptive uncle to many children since. I am looking forward to this new chapter for sure.
Now, you have had some difficulty finding some particular items in the stores.
Yes.
Diapers, baby wipes, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Well, there is one thing that might be on your shopping list that you've had difficulty finding.
Well, I'm sure it is.
This next interview with Oki Shine might be able to take care of one of your problems, not baby-related, though.
Well, let's see. Well, joining us today is the first legal moonshiner and former juvenile delinquent. It's R.D. Sowers of Oki Shine. Welcome to the show, R.D.
Thank you for having me.
So, R.D., we are super interested in what you got going on right now specifically, but before we get to your latest addition to your product line, can you tell us kind of how you got started moonshining?
How moonshining got started, my parents homeschooled me as a school essay. They had me when I was about 14 write an essay on what ethanol was in gasoline. That's when everybody was telling you not to run it in your car mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And, of course, ethanol is alcohol. Then they had me write one on what all it can be made from. Then I got in trouble for fermenting everything I could get my hands on in my house.
Wow.
I've become fascinated with it. Anything, if it's got starch or sugar in it, you can turn it into alcohol. I don't care if it's trees, if it's grass, if it's maple syrup, it can be turned into alcohol. I just become fascinated with it. Whenever I got my motorcycle license, I kind of bugged all the farmers around here. When I was 16, I got my driver's license. I graduated high school when I was 16. And started working full-time for my dad's company, delivering products. Whenever I deliver out, I bugged all the farmers and stuff around I knew would drink it. Till I found people that would teach me how to make it. I just kind of picked up from moonshiners all across Oklahoma and the surrounding states. My last teacher, Don, called everything he made Oki Shine. He had a license back then for making it for fuel for his tractors. He drank everything he made. And everything he made, he called Oki Shine. He passed away when I was 20 years old. I asked his wife if I could open the distillery and call it Oki Shine. And she said yes. And so that's actually where the name came from. Don helped me create two of my products, the two that are labeled as Rum Moonshines. He helped me create both of those. And that's kind of the quick rundown of how the distillery came about.
So R.D., you know, I was kind of reading your history. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not exactly moonshine. It's that only kind of describes what I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to pull all the way back.
Moonshine is basically moonshining is anything that you're doing to avoid paying taxes on.
Right.
So anything you get in a liquor store now is no longer considered moonshine. It may have started that way originally because mine started as a hobby. And as far as pretty much the state goes, they tell me you can kind of do it for yourself. They really don't care mm-hmm. as long as you're not selling it. And you can make only a couple gallons a year. federal government says another thing
right.
on it. And I found that out later. And that's actually kind of one of the reasons the distillery came about was because I was making it. The state said they really didn't care as long as I wasn't selling it. And I was just making it for myself, wasn't mm-hmm. giving it to other people. Yeah. And then the Fed said no. When I found out I could be looking at 6 years in jail for it.
Wow.
I went, yeah, let's go ahead and we'll go legal with it. So the distillery was kind of we turned a hobby into a business. I don't dread going to work every day now.
Absolutely. So from inception to where you are now, how did you start the business once you became Oaky Shine LLC? Because now you're distributing to over 400 liquor stores, thousands of one in three people I know drink Oaky Shine. How do you take it from the garage to the brick and mortars?
Well, after we got, I kind of did it a little backwards because I was kind of misfed some information. That when you call the feds or you call the state office, you can get one answer. You can hang up the phone, call right back, and the next person answers, and they'll give you a different answer. Mm-hmm. Ask them the same question, you get a completely different answer. So there was nothing set in stone. I went and got my LLC first. I got my LLC October 3rd, 13. And then immediately on October 8th is when I turned 21 years old, October 8th of 13. And I submitted on my birthday my distilling license. I got my distilling license within about 6 months. I was working full time while I was getting it.
Now, hang on, stop
and
for
so
a
in
second.
Between
RD,
lunch break.
RD, hang on a second. How old are you?
28.
Oh, my God.
to my knowledge, whenever they give me my distilling license in 2014, I got my distilling license in spring of 2014. They told me I was the youngest single distiller in the country, single owner operator.
Boy,
and
howdy.
That made with a registered license. To my knowledge, I think as far as a solo operator, a single owned LLC, I'm the youngest yet in the country.
Man,
at 28.
At 28, I think I was maybe pushing shopping carts somewhere. I can't remember what I was doing. Goodness gracious, man. That's amazing. And going strong.
Going strong with it. We had some hiccups over time, but we kind of went through. We started with the LLC. I started the license going, got my feds done in 14, got all that done. Then it started the state side of things. Knowing what I know now, would have done some things different. State side took us almost 3 years to get done because I was working a full-time job and paying for it as I went, working two full-time jobs and to build it and get it going, working 80 to 100 hours a week just to supply it and to build everything. All in all, we got our license from the state side January 4th of 2016, and our first product left the door March 1st. They told us March 1st, we would not, or in March, the state told us nobody in the state of Oklahoma, a brand new distillery started here in Oklahoma, has ever sold more than 70 cases your first month, so that's all you're going to do. March, we sold 135 cases, so we hold the record for a distillery that just launched into the state, having the most products sold the first month. Started in March. Come November 1st, we had one product on one size when we first opened. November 1st, we had three different products, our pecan pie flavored rum, our Jet Fuel 180 proof, and our Oaky Shine original. And we had offered it in three sizes. Now I've got 12 products offered in anywhere from one to seven sizes per product currently that are my private labels. And then I make products for other people as well.
Super impressed with the overall success, RD. So as far as your original product goes, your Oaky Shine, it's primarily made with brown sugar. Is that right?
Yes. The Oaky Shine original is a brown sugar base. We take a white sugar and then we add molasses blackstrap back to it to get our consistency that we like. Come to find out later, it actually has a little bit of a silver tequila flavor to it. Didn't realize that. I'm allergic to tequila, but I like it. So we actually ended up making a rum that has more of a silver tequila-like flavor. Kind of by accident, that was what I was going for myself. I didn't know it had a little tequila flavor because I can't drink it. I'm allergic to agave.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of by fluke that it ended up with that, but that's what I like.
So you have made some changes in relation to the current environment, trying to help out the community a bit by providing some products that are a little outside of your normal purview, I would say. Can you tell us about your hand sanitizer?
We are making the Jet Fuel still. The reason we're making the Jet Fuel is because we use that in the hand sanitizer. Everything else that we make, we've actually put on hold just so we can crank out as much hand sanitizer products as possible. We've been trying to take care of first responders and care centers and clinics first. So our first batch of hand sanitizer will be leaving out the doors on Tuesday for the general public. But we've been trying to focus on just the first responders and care centers and working with other distilleries in the state also that are friends of mine as they're making it, whichever one of us can get to the first responders and clinics that need it first. We're bouncing back and forth off of each other, helping each other out, try to spread it out as fast as we can.
So in terms of general public, including where can Harley and I get some outside of getting it from a medical supply or something like that?
As far as the hand sanitizer itself, it will be distributed through a couple of grocery stores like Williams Grocery Store said they're going to carry it. A lot of liquor stores throughout Oklahoma, from Jimbo's Liquor in Altus to Choctaw Liquor Depot, Heine Wine and Spirits in Tuttle. A lot of liquor stores have already said, hey, as soon as it comes in, we want it because nobody can get their hands on it. As far as how many retail stores other that aren't liquor related are going to have it, I don't know off the top of my head just yet. My distribution warehouse is taking care of most of that just so we can focus on making all the product that we possibly can.
So, RD, when this whole COVID-19 outbreak goes away, say I got a couple of bottles of this hand sanitizer left over, is it? Can I add some lime or something to that and just drink it?
No, they've actually, all the hand sanitizers that you're able to get kind of are like rubbing alcohols. They call it denatured alcohol, meaning you add a poison to it to where it's not consumable.
Oh,
okay. Well, then I definitely will encourage that.
They have just this week lifted the restriction to where you don't have to send out denatured. You could use just regular drinking alcohol for it. Most of your hand sanitizers and stuff and rubbing alcohols that you get are going to have some type of poison added back to them that aids in killing bacteria, but is toxic for you to drink. And if you don't denature it, then when we sell it, we have to collect a tax on it. And that tax is $13.50 for every gallon of 100 proof.
As far as people learning more about what you're doing or the product lines that you have or the changes that you're making, what's the best way for people to learn more about you?
As far as for just the general public to contact us and ask us questions, they can hit us up on Facebook's real easy at Oki Moonshine is how you can search us, or you can search us on just Oki Shine on Facebook. That's one of the easiest ways. One of our guys is working on kind of a little informational YouTube channel, and they started having us do TikTok stuff. I'm kind of computer illiterate myself. I personally wish I didn't have one. They're working on stuff for like YouTube to be a little bit more informational. But right now, Facebook is the best place to catch us and to ask questions and see products that are coming out. At like as this hand sanitizer comes out, as we're finding out where it's going to be, which retail stores have it, we're going to be posting it on our Facebook page, updating it as fast as we get the info. So the general public, at least that follow us on Facebook, will see where it's located.
Well, RD, you know, first and foremost, thanks for being on the show. But more importantly, you're an example of businesses that are trying to kind of change the format midstream to do something that's helpful with the community and something obviously that is in dire need right now. I know there is a handful of products. If you could make toilet paper, you probably would, right?
Yeah, anything with a demand. Right now, we're focusing heavily on the hand sanitizer. Yes, sure. And not just myself, but there's a couple of other distilleries in the state that are the ones that I know personally that are doing it, like Morton Distillery and Cane Creek Distillery. We all three work together on anything like that. So Morton got some hand sanitizer out a little sooner than I did. So the first responders and stuff, I knew they had to have it. We sent them over to Morton Distillery, and same thing goes for Cane Creek. And we kind of bounce it back off of each other, whoever can get it out the door first, because we want everybody taken care of. I don't care which distillery it comes from. We want everybody supplied. We're just wanting everybody taken care of. And this is our biggest issue, our biggest battle that we're fighting right now is getting ingredients.
Yes.
Sugar is one of the fastest things that you can convert into alcohol. There's a nationwide sugar shortage right now because our borders are closed. And we don't make hardly any of our own sugar. We actually import it. So that's hard to get. Hydroperoxide is in high demand right now. Glycerin that's used that makes it kind of like a jelly and works as a lotion for your hands and the peroxide to keep your hands from drying out. That's hard to get your hands on right now. And so if it wasn't for the shortage of products, we would have had three times the amount of hand sanitizer go out the door already. We're just working with what we have right now. So whichever one of us can get it first, we're sending it out the door as fast as we can to try to get everybody taken care of.
Well, RD, you're doing the Lord's work out there. Keep it going because it's showing. Everybody's got a need right now, and you seem to be filling one of the biggest ones there is. So we really appreciate you taking the time to do that and taking the time to be on our show today.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on, and we're doing all we can over here to try to catch up. This past 7 days, I was at my distillery for 151 hours out of 128 hours in a week.
I would say that's in a...
I didn't leave the distillery for almost four straight days.
Well, I would say you're considered an essential.
Get everything taken care of and get out the door as fast as we can.
We do appreciate it, RD.
Well, I really like, you know, again, it's, we're kind of in a society right now where we're making the best use of lemons. You know, it's not just lemonade anymore, you know?
Can we just talk about RD for a second?
Yeah.
28. I mean, dude, he started when he was 21.
I figured he was going to say back in 1985, you know, not a decade ago.
Yeah. I mean, super pumped. I love the Oklahoma origin story
and the passion that the guy has for what he does. I mean, that's science, man.
I think it's super cool. But more importantly, what he's doing in our state's time of need, our country's time of need. I mean, you know, you can tell a guy's working his fingers to the bone.
Absolutely. So if you all have anybody out there that's doing something similar, we're meeting people that are making hand sanitizer. I've met people that are, I don't know, making masks, or do you know anybody that's making a rock solid 2-ply toilet paper? We want to hear about it. Let us know. It's the Only and Okay Show. Find us on Facebook. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley.
And we're out of here.
Peace.